This program is brought to you by thepodcastfactory.com.
Welcome, welcome, and hello, and welcome to the first Pretend You're Fired Today podcast. I'm Lisa Rangel, host of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast and the founder of Chameleon Resumes. We are an executive resume writing and job search consultancy firm. I'm so thrilled to be here chatting with you today, and I know we're going to do great things together. Let me start off with why I'm doing this podcast and why is it named so negatively? I hear you asking me that. I mean, who wants to talk about being fired, right? I'm here because that's exactly what I want to be talking about. What would you do if you were fired today? What feelings does that thought of pretending you're fired today bring up for you? I want you to hold on to that answer because we're going to get back to that. I'm doing this podcast as a huge pay it forward effort. I have a good work friend who saved me a number of years ago with this awesome Inspired the Podcast name advice. Let me tell you this story, and this is what inspired me to be here with you today. Like I mentioned a few years ago, a good friend of mine gave me this piece of advice after she had been unexpectedly let go from her position. The story behind it was she was a successful senior producing manager in the firm that we worked in. She was with our company for about a decade, and then one day, boom, she was let go. And in hindsight, you know, she wasn't sharing it, you know, the new management philosophy leadership. She wasn't really in sync with all that. She disagreed with them and some other things that were being implemented at the time. And it eventually, in hindsight, we realized it eventually led to her being let go. Something I've learned from working with candidates over the years and from my work experience is that you can be fired and it's not just poor performance. And it can take one by surprise as it did my buddy. When it happened to her, she didn't really reach back out to me for about 2 months. Turns out she needed time to regroup and get her knees back under her. And she used the time to be with family and she regrouped on what was important in life. And then she called me back after about that couple of month period. She called me back one day and said, you know what? I have some advice for you. And this is exactly when she told me this cherished gem of advice that I'm going to pass on to you. What she said to me was, the best thing you can do, Lisa, is to pretend you were fired today. If you were fired today, you would start to make a list of all the activities you would do to land your next job. And I'm telling you, pretend it happened. Make that list and take that list now while you're working and do one activity per week to ensure your bases are always covered. I never want this to happen to you. It's pretty powerful. She formulated this piece of nugget, this golden nugget of advice, this piece of advice in hindsight. She thought she was secure with our firm because she was growing revenue. She was a great manager. She had great teams. But as we start to think about it, her and I, like, and I did the same thing. You know, she never went to lunch with people in her network. I didn't either. You know, I was too busy working. I didn't have a resume ready. I didn't need one. I was doing great at work. So was she. You know, I even have one loosely constructed. I had nothing other than the one that helped me land the job that I was in 9 years prior. I was with my company for 9 years and she was with the company for 10. She didn't make calls necessarily to former colleagues just because, or schoolmates just because, you know, just to stay abreast of people's progress. She was too busy working hard in her job. So was I. And she didn't see that the direction of the management was changing. Well, she saw it, but like I said, she didn't necessarily agree with it. She didn't share in that same philosophy. And then boom, one day she was let go. She was blindsided. You know, she shared this piece of advice with me to ensure that I was never blindsided. And thanks to her, I wasn't. And I am forever grateful. And I'm here sharing it with you now in this podcast. So what happened to me as a result of this story? So, well, after my friend gave me that advice, I made the list. And I'm going to give you parts of that list in a minute. We're going to talk about what you can do today. And I started doing the activities from that list each and every week. You know, I landed exploratory interviews. I had networking conversations. And I learned where the opportunity was in the market that I was in. And I was a recruiter for 13 years at the time with my company at that time, the current company at the time, for 9 years. And about 8 months after my buddy gave me that advice, my company restructured in a way that made perfect sense. And if I was in my boss's position at that time, I would have done the same thing. But as a result of that restructuring, it didn't result in me being laid off, but it left me with a job that I really didn't want to do. However, because of my buddy's pretend you're fired today advice, and I had been implementing it over the past 9 months, or 8 months actually, since she had told me, I knew my worth in the marketplace. I had my resume ready. I already had some opportunities that were kind of brewing. And when I had this restructuring conversation with my boss at the time, I was able to then turn up the heat on some of those opportunity conversations that I had been having. And despite being the sole income in my family, my husband was an awesome stay-at-home dad for 6 years at the time, I was able to turn down the restructured offer that they were giving me at my current company. And I left my job without an offer. Following my buddy's advice gave me the confidence to turn down the job that I didn't want with my current company with grace, you know, and dignity, and no bridges were burned. And it gave me the freedom to turn down that offer without another offer in hand because I knew my options. I knew my worth on the marketplace. And I know if I hadn't followed my buddy's advice or never heard it in the first place, I would have had no choice in my mind and in my reality to take that job that was being offered to me in the restructuring. And I know I would have eventually hated it and I would have felt stuck despite being gainfully employed. And because of my buddy's advice, I had another job in hand within 1 month of leaving my current job at the time, since I already had things in motion. So I know this works and I don't want what happened to my buddy to happen to you. And I want to set you up so this way what happened to me is what happens to you. Imagine getting the news about your job and not having done anything, you know, about it. Imagine not having this advice now. So I know personally, when I think about getting the news about my job at the time and not having done anything she instructed me to do, I mean, I would have been a hot mess. I'm still so grateful that my buddy shared this information with me, and I have continued to share it with countless people over the years and pay it forward, and I continue to do it with you, and I'm going to ask you to do it with your friends. So here we are. Let's pretend you're let go today, right? Sit with that again. Let's get back to that initial question. What would you do? What would you write down on your list? When I pretended I was let go, I wrote down about 12 to 13 items that I was going to start to embark upon in the next few weeks, few months. And the first on my list was to get my resume in order. I had been a successful recruiter up to that point for about 9.5 years and with the same company, 13 years total. And at the time, I was finding people jobs. I was making placements regularly for others, but I never did my own resume. Is that crazy? So that's what I did first. You know, whatever you're putting on your list, I'm going to suggest to you that you do your resume first. And I'm going to make this easy for you. Go to resumecheatsheet.com, resumecheatsheet.com, and you're going to be able to download a free cheat sheet and to create your own resume. I cover everything in that cheat sheet from layout, how to design it, how to pick keywords, how to write an achievement-based bullet. So you have a really strong achievement-based resume. And when you download Resume Cheat Sheet, again, at resumecheatsheet.com, you're going to also be offered a free training session that's going to walk you through verbally with visuals on how to construct a powerful, strong resume. So some of the other 13 activities that I put on my list were like getting up to speed with LinkedIn, looking at my contact list, reaching out to people I hadn't connected to in a while, you know, looking up conferences in my industry and in my profession and seeing what I can attend and start making contacts. So once you have your list, take the list and start doing it now while you're working. Don't get overwhelmed. Just put it in your schedule, one item per week, and stick to it. Like if you had a doctor's appointment, you wouldn't miss it, right? So it's the same thing. This is your career health. So don't miss it. Keep that appointment for yourself and do something an hour a week. But you'll see when you start doing one item per week, like calling a former colleague or writing down your achievements to start your resume or meeting someone for breakfast that you hadn't talked to in a while, you're going to find that they're going to ask for your resume and you're not going to be ready. So you need to do that resume first. And what's awesome about doing your resume the way I outline in the cheat sheet, resumecheatsheet.com, is that I get you focused on your achievements, the wins that make you great at your job. And you're literally going to be creating an inventory of all the awesome work that you've done that documents your success in your work. Your confidence in your conversations and your future interviews will come through when you answer these questions posed to you in our resume cheat sheet. Your network and your new contacts will be impressed with your wins and your confidence in your work and how you express it. I'm telling you, confidence begets confidence, activity begets activity. So having your, you know, pretend you're fired today list, start with your resume as mine did, is a smart place to start. It's the foundation for all of this job security work that if you were pretending you were let go today, that list, this is the foundation of it, is the resume and all the work that it's going to take to put it together. So it helps you know your worth. You need to know your worth, and resumecheatsheet.com download will help you start to do exactly that. Your confidence begins to skyrocket going through the exercises and the training that we're going to give you when you download that cheat sheet and sign up for that free training. It's important to do these while you're still working and have access to your information to create your resume. Maybe some of you are thinking, well, Lisa, I'm already not working and I'm already looking for a job. So what am I supposed to do? You're going to still need to audit your resume and ensure that you have a document that's built on your achievements and not simply conveying the tasks that you do. Employers want to know how well you did each task or the area of responsibility on your resume. So take your resume and go to resumecheatsheet.com, download the cheat sheet, attend the next training session, compare your resume to the samples and the cheat sheet that we have, and I'm telling you, you're going to find areas to improve your resume. The bottom line is this. You don't need to practice this concept perfectly. And you certainly don't want to be so on top of your resume building and your networking on your next job that you're, you know, unless you're currently working, that you don't want to lose your current job, right? So the key is that you build your resume and eventually build your network in a genuine manner by helping and giving and doing all of this activity when you don't need it. So then if it happens to you, you're going to already have some things in motion. Things will already be in place. You're going to be able to turn the heat up on some of the opportunities that you kind of have lingering that I had, the same thing that happened to me. And I was able to turn up the heat and I was able to just take the ball and run with it. And you want to have some of this started. You want to get started and you want to have it when you don't need it. So then it's there when you do need it. So for the next few episodes of the Pretend You're Fired Today podcast, we're going to go through a list of tactics and activities to do to ensure that you are never knocked from under your knees and this feeling never happens to you. I mean, we can't prevent you from becoming unemployed or getting restructured or getting downsized, but we can always make sure that you have irons in the fire and you are always ready to take whatever life gives you. So like I said, jump on the first item on the list with getting your resume together. That Pretend You're Fired Today list should start with your resume. Go to resumecheatsheet.com, download the freebie there, and we're going to start to work on writing your resume. We're going to start tackling that in the next episode.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.